West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, more than 700 University of West Georgia students receiving their degrees during UWG's fall 2023 commencement ceremonies on Saturday.
University of West Georgia is also a globally connected campus with students enrolled from 32 states and 63 countries. As such, we bring the world to UWG and take UWG to the world in ways that engender the development of global citizenship, scholarship, and human development. Today, we have 6 graduates originating from India, Nigeria, Spain, and Sweden.
University President Brendan Kelly addressing graduates and their families.
Attending and graduating from a university is not a solitary act. Like many things in our lives, it takes a village. There is a critical group of individuals that helped many of you get here, inspiring you, encouraging you, and supporting you throughout your journey, your family, friends, and loved ones. So today it is my privilege to celebrate these special members of your lives and support network and their impact on your journey.
Of the degrees conferred, 494 were at the undergraduate level, with the remaining 216 degrees being earned at the graduate level. The Carroll County Board of Education on Monday considering some potential attendance line adjustments that could be in place for the 2024-25 school year. School district has adjusted attendance lines twice since 2018. Possible 2024 adjustments for consideration include moving some Villarica High School students and Bay Springs Middle School students to Central Middle, Central High School, Mount Zion High School, Mount Zion Middle, Temple Middle, and Temple High School. Also moving some Villarica Elementary students to Temple Elementary, Central High and Central Middle School students to Mount Zion High and Mount Zion Middle, Temple High and Temple Middle School students to Mount Zion High and Mount Zion Middle, and or Mount Zion High, Mount Zion Middle, and Mount Zion Elementary students into the Bowden Schools cluster. A 24-year-old man identified as an illegal alien has pled guilty to statutory rape, child molestation, and 13 counts of sexual exploitation of children for sexually abusing a 14-year-old female in an extended stay hotel in Carroll County in March of 2022. Judge Michael Hubbard sentencing Fari Romero to 25 years in prison, followed by 15 years on probation. Carrollton police investigators had found Romero, another adult male, a 17-year-old female, and a 14-year-old victim together in a room at the Roadway Inn on Centennial Drive. Police found evidence that the defendant had engaged in sex acts with the 14-year-old and that the defendant video recorded the acts on his cell phone. On the defendant's cell phone, investigators found more videos and images of child pornography. Additionally, investigators learned that the defendant administered a chat room where participants traded child pornography. It was also determined that the defendant is an illegal alien, and he is expected to be deported by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement when he completes his prison sentence. Villarica's Public Information Office offering no comment regarding the uncertain future of City Manager Tom Barber. In an open letter shared with residents of a Villarica subdivision prior to last week's mayoral runoff election, Barber stated if Leslie McPherson wins the runoff, quote, I'll have to look for another job. Barber continued, I simply have no interest in working with someone who lies their way into office and who will be ineffective due to the many damaged relationships she has created among our staff and elected officials. Despite that letter, McPherson won the runoff election overwhelmingly and will become Villarica's new mayor in January of 2024. Calls made to Barber had not been returned as of Monday morning. Villarica's Planning and Zoning Commission next week hosting a second hearing in which they will consider their support for the plan of an 80-year-old family-owned company who hopes to set up their new headquarters in the city of Villarica. Huber Materials, a company that provides wholesale distribution of architectural aluminum metal products for use in high-end interior and exterior trim work, is asking the city to approve a rezoning of approximately 20 acres at the intersection of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road to allow for their plan to move along. Company officials say the new headquarters would add approximately 55 to 60 skilled job opportunities. The property is directly adjacent to single-family homes to the south, single-family and vacant land to the west and the north, and vacant land and Ithaca Elementary School to the east. The property was subject to previous requests for single-family homes. However, that plan was withdrawn in 2022. Prior to that, the property was considered for an amusement park use. At the first public hearing for the current proposal, residents expressed concern over traffic, the buildings being approximately 300 feet from a subdivision and a school, and potential chemical contamination. City staff has recommended that the committee and city council deny the zone change. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.